from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Less 2024 Kia Forte LXS 41 MPG Highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about a 2024 Kia Telluride LX 357 a month, $39.99 due at signing, 24-month lease.
Plus 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9. And every Gossett Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah.
Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or online anytime, KiaMountMoriah.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock with it like a box. Now let me see you lean and rock like a box.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN Draft Day. First round of the draft. Hey. If you remember, it's the first round tonight. Catch it on 92.9 FM, ESPN. And then the second round is tomorrow. That will not be broadcast nor televised. You'll actually have to...
It's going
to
be weird during the day, right?
The Russian television, state TV.
Weird.
Will you be locked in tomorrow during the NBA, the second round of the NBA?
I guess just checking on Bronny and... Grizz.
Right.
That pick's still there.
Right.
A little weird.
That's happening a little bit later today. Finally, we'll have some moves to weigh in on. As opposed to just sitting here looking at each other all stupid. You know, what do you think the Grizzly need to do? We'll do that for 2 more hours. And then Jeffrey will do it for 2 more hours. And then Gabe will do it for 3.
And then, again, to be interrupted at some points by talking about
right.
Memphis' new AD.
I'm sure.
But, yes, it'll go something like that.
That's right. My man is in here shimmying, thinking about the 4th of July holiday.
It's become an exciting day in a way.
In a way, Memphis.
We now know a little bit more about its future, and we'll find out more about the Grizzlies' future tonight, won't we?
That's right.
Now, how well done was that? How professionally done?
Very good.
was that thank you. When
Very
I get
good.
The okay from you,
yes.
I know I'm good.
Continuing to learn about Ed Scott, continuing to, you know, see sort of what he's about. It's
yeah,
always
because I want to ask you about his football experience.
Right. It's
you
always
know, when you're ready to talk.
Right.
I want to discuss his football experience with you. You know, and see how we feel about that.
Yeah, it's always you know kind of difficult because you know you don't know exactly with these deputy ADs what their role is. You know, you don't really like they can say on the website that they do this, 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 and this, but what do they really, really do? You know, well, like mm-hmm. if I call the Virginia AD right now, right, and I said, hey, what does Ed do? Like what? When will you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't know. He does something, you know. Everybody sort of has a role, you know what I mean? Like, but I was more familiar, for example, with what Ryan Alper did at Tennessee because I've known Ryan for you know 10 years,
sure.
So I know him a little more than I know him a lot more than I don't know Ed Scott at all. So
Memphian story saying Scott Crane and the guy you just mentioned, Ryan Alper, the deputy AD over Tennessee, were the three finalists, and all interviewed in person for the job earlier this week. So there's your three. And we know Allnut and some others. Mark Allnut, former deputy AD here now at Buffalo, were involved.
Has that been read?
Yes, I'm reading the Daily Memphian story okay. Now that's got Scott Crane and Alpert all interviewed in person for the job earlier this week. And so for now, that is the report that's out there is that those were the three finalists.
Those indeed were the three finalists. And it's funny, like, you know, as of yesterday, I just was not hearing Ed Scott's name.
I think that's what's interesting.
As of this morning. Now, that could mean I just have horrible sources, right? That could just mean I have terrible sources. I don't think that at all. But, you know, I did text you, I don't know, like at 10:30?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, something is afoot. Something's afoot. And then, of course, around 11:15, Ross Dellinger breaks the news that it is Ed Scott.
Yeah.
So, listen, I will say this. Without knowing anything about Ed Scott, honestly, other than just, you know, what is
where he's been
right.
and yeah, the resume.
I really do like the idea of going outside for the position. That's not anything against Jeff Crane, who was the interim, but I think we sort of need to be in a position now where, as a university, we're taking swings. We're taking swings, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Crane would have been safe. He would have been like, you know, we know exactly what he is. We know. But, you know, all due respect, I don't even mean this in a negative way. Jeff Crane tried and couldn't get involved with the Coastal Carolina athletic director opening. So, like, again, I think there's a place for him on staff. There's a place where he can contribute, and I'm sure they're working on that and all that. But, you know, I want to take some big swings here, brother. You know what I mean? And Ed Scott is a big swing because you don't know. You don't know what it will look like. You know, I mean, obviously, I don't think Tom Bowen might have been the most recent. Laird was not an AD. That was a swing. It ended up working out at the end. But there were certainly some tense moments where you were wondering, you know, what's he doing over there?
Yeah.
But it ended up being a positive tenure, you
no
would
question.
Say. You know, so I like that idea. Like Memphis should fancy itself. Hey, deputy AD at an SEC school, at an ACC school,
mm-hmm.
come get this job, come match this job's freak, and then turn it into, you know what I'm saying, a Power 5 job, an SEC job, which is what Laird did, you know, which is what Norvell did, which is what Fuente did. So why not get back to that? And I think that's kind of what they're doing here. They're trying to be that. As long as they're outside of the Power 5.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, again, Jeff Crane was not going to be, you know, mentioned for other jobs. I mean, I know it's weird to say this. I want somebody that's going to have job opportunities. I want to go to sleep at night scared as hell that I'm going to lose somebody
mm-hmm.
if I'm Memphis. Because I know what that means. That means I've got a good hire. I've got a good candidate and a good person in that job. You know, that's what I want. And again, that's how life's going to be or how it should be until you're in the power structure. You don't want somebody who you're just going to be like, well, they'll be there forever. I don't want that. I want somebody whose ambitions are going to be so vast and so great that it will carry them somewhere else into a better position, into a bigger position, and they'll contribute something meaningful here, you know, to get that.
So I think, you know, again, I'm not saying Ed Scott's going to be this brilliant hire. I have no idea. But I like the the Ryan Alper would have been the same thing, right? It would have been taking a chance on a guy that had never been an AD
before. Right, he checks a lot of the boxes.
So yeah, I just like the idea of going outside is what I – that's the way I'd bottom line it. So I'm going to be optimistic about the hire because, you know, they're taking a chance. And I like that.
I'm with you for all those reasons. And, again, I'm hopeful that Ed Scott is looking at this again as an opportunity, you know, a golden one. You know, we can talk about the situation with your basketball coach, but to be honest with you, I mean, again, Penny Hardaway's got a yes on paper, and we know what it could look like on paper and what it can still, you know, develop into. We saw it last season. On paper, it looks like a good team. And so my point is that you should be back in the tournament. The hope is that the trajectory would be pointed upward like it is certainly for football. The fact is you now have control. You know, for the first time in the university's history of your football facility, you've got this NIL deal with FedEx that's a beautiful thing for you, and it's probably put you at the front of the group of five. You got an opportunity to come in here on the possibly on a track to your first college football playoff, right? And again, if Penny can restore it, you're in a very good position. And so, and that's got to be attractive, and that's why we talked about hopefully this would attract, you know, the country's best candidates. I thought Alpert was that. You know, Crane, credit to him, you know, to be a finalist, to make the push that he did, to make the, you know, again, it's indicative of, it tells you about the job, at least over there, they thought of, that he did both in the interim and beforehand. But I'm with you that I like the, what feels like the big time swing here. You know, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like Veach, you know, where you've gone and gotten a higher up in a bigger conference, right, that's going to come in here and hopefully, you know, not just run things professionally, but what I like is what you said, that the word on him, on Ed Scott, said he's all in. This wasn't about in terms of his brand, his name, his image, increasing it for another job or a raise at Virginia. This was about, you know, being the AD at Memphis. So that's a good sign. And hopefully, again, he leaves it better than he found it. And maybe, again, in a couple of years, you're looking in a ACC looks a lot different. Because, Florida State and those guys have bailed out. You know, those ties that he's got at least to the ACC right now certainly not going to hurt you there. Mm-hmm. He knows the lay of the land. He would know the lay of the land in terms of what's left over if that spot ever opens up. Most think in terms of realignment, that might be the spot that a Memphis would have to look to, a blown-up ACC. That can't hurt you either.
No doubt.
You know, again, it's early in the process. Would like to hear from him, see what the vision is, but... Yeah, for a lot of reasons, like you said, I'm all about it because it feels like a big swing.
Yeah,
and so it's obviously historic too.
Yeah, it is, and that's
first black AD at Memphis.
That's not to be overlooked for sure. It's a significant moment for the University of Memphis. You know, in terms of what it equates to, I don't know, but it's probably overdue for sure. You know, in our day and age, they can certainly. Say that they definitely achieved.
I mean, especially for a university that prides itself and should, and I wish the rest of the country saw it as much on its diversity. Mm. So yes, I mean you consider the long history of that university to be here at a first. Yes, in that sense, definitely overdue, and hopefully it's an aligning of both things that you are getting best candidate, best man for the job, along with a historic hire and something that was overdue.
Yeah, listen, I think there were some candidates that if they had gone outside, I would not have been in favor of. You know, to be clear, that I did have opinions about, you know, and they did not do that, and I'm happy about that. You know, there were certain candidates that I would have said, this is not a good decision, and so they definitely avoided that. Again, I don't know. I'm not like putting my career on Ed Scott being a great athletic director here, but honestly, like his job is easier than it has been for a lot of ADs that have come over to Memphis, you know, and have been in place.
Football's built.
Exactly. I mean, you have it.
And sturdily now, more sturdily than ever, you can argue.
I never really thought I would say this, but it's almost like today, Memphis football is more self-sustaining than Memphis basketball. As in this current moment. It used to be the other way, right? It used to be like Memphis basketball, you just kind of like let it sustain.
Yeah, so. I mean, that could quickly change. This is, you know, one of the things that really helps you right now. The NIL deal isn't going away. It's a five-year deal.
Correct.
One of the things that really helps you in terms of right now with Memphis football and selling it is the path to the CFP, right, to the college football playoff, which may not always be there, and especially could be gone by the time Ed Scott's, you know, tenure gets into, I don't know, year three, whatever it is. I mean, there's not always going to be the promise of that, although we're certainly hopeful that they leave room for you at the big boy table in the college football playoff. But you wonder then, again, yes, you will still have NIL that I would think rivals anybody, or, I mean, from the way it sounds from Silverfield or everybody else, it's better than anybody at G5. You'll compete, but it would be at a, you know, possibly a different level. The dynamic could change there, John. Right, there's a giddiness about it this year because it feels like, my gosh, everything has aligned in terms of the support along with the opportunity,
right,
along with the team that can, you know, feels like that can get you there to that, to take advantage of that opportunity by winning the AAC title. But football could change.
Yeah, it could.
You're talking about self-sustaining.
Well, and basketball could change again.
That dynamic could quickly change, and it could change again in basketball.
Right.
I mean, let's be real, too.
Well, we're just talking about the moment right now, right? The moment,
we're talking about right now. Yeah. It looks, yeah. I mean, you like the ground looks, you know, sturdier, looks steadier on the football side.
Like, you kind of just like, you know, I'll be interested to see, like, okay, like,
Ryan's locked in.
What's your vision for both? What's your vision for Memphis football, and what is your vision for Memphis basketball? You know, like, what is your...
Well, it might be a good thing right now that it's where it's at, John, the point that you're making, just because I don't know how much football experience Ed Scott has.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was a special advisor to the Virginia football coach, but Virginia football sucks. I mean, who is it, Tony Elliott? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. What are we building there? What have we built? What have we done? That's my point. I'm sure he had, as deputy AD, a hand in everything, including football, but that's what, like, we knew Alpert had been involved in the renos of Neyland and everything else, had a big hand in all that. You know, that huge fundraising effort, that's what I'm, you know, with Ed, that's what I'm curious about, is on the football side. Again, good thing to go back to the point we're making about what you're getting here at Memphis is that the way you're built right now on football, you're pretty good. You know, you don't need some visionary on that side right now. You need somebody that can pick up the ball, frankly, and the way it's rolling right now, this momentum, and take it forward and hopefully, frankly, use it and help yourself in terms of realignment and everything else. You never know. That door may never open, but you got to be able to take advantage of it. But you're not asking him to go be some visionary with football like you're asking of Tom Bowen and some others.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's built.
It is. You know? But it's interesting. It's just flipped now. It's just kind of an inverted situation. You know, you may have to make a decision, like a super difficult decision.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you like that possibility.
There's a
exists.
Lot of reasons it could be difficult.
Now, you know,
if Penny wants to continue on,
right?
Yeah. And you don't? Yeah, that could be difficult. If Penny's got Bill Lawry, mm-hmm, and some boosters and other boosters, that could get difficult, you know? But you know, you certainly have to be wary that you don't want it to end like it did with Larry Finch. And so, yeah, there's all that. But you can't. Again, Penny could be back in the tournament next year making a push.
Right.
And could have it. It feels like maybe just as quickly. I mean, hell, if you made a second weekend, although nobody's predicting that next year, but just as quickly as football, you know, took a situation where you're wondering even if Ryan Silverfield deserves a contract extension, they turn around, win 10 games, beat Iowa State. They turned it around fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the NIL deal helped with that. Control of Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium helped with that. But I feel like there's a similar opportunity for Memphis basketball, John. It doesn't have to go bad. Yes, there are some flags, but it doesn't have to go bad under Penny Hardaway here. It could quickly get back right. You were just right last year midway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So we have to hold out that possibility is there as well.
Agreed. You don't have to make a decision if they make the tournament, in my opinion. Like, there's no decision being
made.
And
you could be on really solid ground in both.
Right.
You know, your major earners, your basketball, your football.
But the thing is, if we're at
revenue,
a point where – a quote-unquote decision has to be made, Ed Scott's not the one that's making that decision. He might be the one that's, like, announcing that decision or informing, of that decision. But he can't do anything unless he's got the support, whoever the AD is. He can't do anything unless he's got the support of the money.
Well, that's why I went back to – that's why I brought up the money.
Yeah.
And literally, I mean, some of the names.
That's just the truth. So, you know, he's more just a figurehead in that regard. But you still have to be prepared for the criticism because the money doesn't get criticized, right? Like, it's not the way it works. The people that are in charge of the, you know, funding of the program are not the mm-hmm. ones that draw the ire of the decision. It'll be his name.
Penny seems to be in good shape there.
So we shall see. But, an interesting time for the new athletic director over at the University of Memphis. All right, we'll come back. Got lots more to come. Talk about the NBA draft, first round tonight. Grizz, what are they going to do? Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.5 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
From the Feinbaum Show, at Feinbaum on X. Can I talk you into Ryan Silverfield in Memphis being the representative for the Group of Five in the 12-team playoff? How do we feel about that?
Hey, now, I think it's possible. And listen, I want to say this, because I was on this station a couple years ago, pretty critical of the decision to keep him. And I think it turned out to be a great decision to stay with him when the easy thing, and quite frankly, I might have pulled the plug. And I think he showed last year what he's capable of, and I was really happy for it. So I think it is possible, yes. I think Memphis is in a good spot.
The only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gabe Show is the best in Memphis.
Gabe Kuhn on 92.9 makes my commute so much better.
92.9 is the spot, y'all.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, and it's going strong at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Are you ready to ride in your new Kia with 41 mpg highway? We Gossett! 2024 Kia Forte LXS, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. How about 282 miles of EPA estimated range with new 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and 2024 Kia Telluride LX, $357 a month, both $39.99 due at signing, all 24-month lease. And get peace of mind with Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warrant. Call Bobby J. He's ready to put you in your new Kia today. Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike, online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Includes all rebates and incentives. Lease includes PF695, 650 acquisition fee, EV6, P561-0964, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG510, 849, MSRP 38305, Forte LXS RE78169, MSRP 21820. Must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 6/30/2024 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? On America's birthday weekend? Why not stop by America's number one brakes destination? Right now, you can save 15% when you buy a set of OE quality Duralast pads and rotors. And up to 50% when you bundle Shop Pro brake cleaner and brake fluid with SilGlide brake lubricant. It's just part of our 4th of July sale at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Make it fun!
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN.
We do the rundown. Let's go.
It's the rundown with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Hey, so I wrote over today at the Daily Memphian. I wrote about Memphis football, and I wrote about how it's a new day in the city of Memphis. Memphis, 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 Memphis.
Wonder if Ed Scott's got a subscription yet, and if he'll be reading.
He better.
Sounds like he should, John.
He better.
Basically, I wrote, like, I kind of sometimes use you as a test balloon, bro. Like, if I say something that's, like, profound And if it registers, I'll probably write about it. If it doesn't, I was like, eh.
Sometime I see our discussion
right.
in your story.
That's right.
In your piece.
That's the part
your
of
think piece.
That's the part of being a multi-platform media god is that sometimes there's going to be some repetition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know something. You know, when it comes to me specifically, you have very high standards for me.
Yes, I do.
You don't like it when I repeat my talking points.
Nope.
You want new ones.
Okay.
You demand fresh ones.
Spin it forward.
But I'm sorry, bro.
It's the newspaper man in me.
It's just Memphis sports,
it's my
bro.
Next day mentality.
I can't just manufacture new talking points just for you, man.
Let's talk about what you wrote, because it seems very important, particularly for a guy like Ed Scott.
He should read it. No, listen, I said that, you know, this is Antoine Hill may or may not ever be, you know, he may not even start. I mean, who knows? We can't guarantee that. There have been highly ranked SEC-type players that have come to Memphis and not amounted to anything. But just his commitment alone symbolizes and represents that, you know, how even Memphis fans should sort of feel about Memphis football should be different. Like, you should believe that you can do anything. Now, I mean, can you win a title? I mean, probably not. But can you be a top 12 football team, you know? I mean, you said it yesterday, top 10 offense, and they're projected to be number 9 this year. If the defense has any semblance of a pulse,
it's got to be able to breathe, man.
Yeah, I mean, it would. I mean, listen, we've seen
and they will. I mean, Chandler Martin's good.
Right.
Elijah Herron, you figure he's going to be good in the AAC, coming from the SEC, Tennessee, where you were leading tackler, right?
Yes.
I mean, you got bodies now, and you got a new DC.
Yes.
So there's no excuse not to be a level up there.
Listen, Memphis beat Ole Miss, okay, in 2015 when they had Robert Nkemdiche, they had Chad Kelly, they had, you know, was DK in the league or was he on that team?
I don't think DK was on that team. I do not think DK was on that team.
Let's look. I think you're right. I think he had. Let's see. When did DK get drafted? It would make it more impressive if he was.
Sidebar. Didn't we hear Nkemdiche was overrated by a certain friend of ours?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not yet at Ole Miss.
No,
Nkemdiche. He was a freshman.
Okay.
In 2016,
okay.
The year after. But didn't they have, like, I think, was Laramie Tunzel on that team, though? I think Laramie would have been on that team, bro. Because isn't he the one that was on, like the gas mask? Remember that?
Tunzel had the gas mask. And that's what on draft night.
He was on that team. Yeah. So Laramie Tunzel, Chad Kelly, Robert Nkemdiche. I don't know who their skill positions were. I don't remember that exactly. Oh, it was who?
But it wasn't. Your question was Metcalf on the team?
It was AJ Brown. Was it AJ Brown? I'm trying to think. I want to talk this win up. I want to talk this win up because I'm gonna apply it.
Yeah, I'm trying again.
Nope, we didn't have AJ either. Treadwell.
That's it.
Laquan Treadwell.
Yep. Juan.
Yep.
Who ended up being a bust.
Yeah, but he was on that team, so.
That was you were trying to think of who the receiver was. You knew they had a good receiver.
There was one, yeah. It was him.
And he was, college-wise, well, highly ranked as a prospect.
Right, right.
Nah, he was good at Ole Miss.
No, he was good, and he just didn't work out in the NFL.
Was he a second-rounder?
I think so.
Okay.
He might have been a first.
Minnesota, right?
Yes. Yes, yeah. That's exactly right. Now
Juan, yeah, you meant you pulled it. It took a while. You had to pull
he was
it.
A first-rounder, 23.
Damn.
Yeah. So,
my bad, Quan.
But A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf were there the next year. I mean, they
Okay. So Memphis won the game.
Yeah, Memphis won the game. So my point is, they were huge underdogs in that game, just like Memphis football would be huge underdogs to Florida State. Right? It's possible. It's possible. Bro, I'm not going to sit here and you're going to try to scare me with DJ Uiagalelei.
Uiagalelei.
Yeah.
Silverfield told you how good he is yesterday.
He'll be good, but he's, you know, come on. He was at Oregon State last year.
It's not just him. It's what you have around him.
Who they got?
Well, not Keon.
They don't have Keon.
They have to replace him.
Benson's gone.
But I'm sure they got bodies, bro. I guarantee you they got five-star bodies.
I'm just
bodies.
Saying this is the year, though, after they lost Jared Verse, Keon
Coleman,
should not, Jordan Travis.
You should not put this on them.
No, this is the year
you shouldn't
to
put
do
this,
it.
You can do it, but you shouldn't put that
I'm
on
not
Memphis.
Putting, I'm not,
again,
I'm not.
We've sort of calculated as you can still you will make the CFP with the loss.
I'm going
so
Brad
long,
on you. I'm going to
so
go
long,
Brad. If you don't win,
no, because
fire
my expectations are that you beat everybody. You're right there as the favorite with everybody else that you're playing. You shouldn't hold. Yeah, John, it could line up and that'd be great. But come on, bro, don't make that any part of the expectations to beat Florida
if
State.
If he doesn't beat Florida State,
down in
fire.
Tallahassee, are you kidding? Yeah, okay, Brad Carson.
Exactly. But no,
Come on, bro, the odds are they'll be double-digit underdog.
Agree, but if you had a year to pick to play Florida State, it would
be this one.
It would be this one. It would not be last year. It would not be the year before that.
I hadn't even considered a win down there, to be honest.
Well, I'm not saying
you
should.
Because you don't have to have it, and you expect to get your hit.
But a good, you know, I'm talking about a nice against the spread cover. I'm talking about a nice, I mean, never in doubt type. That's what I'm thinking, you know. I mean, they kept up with Missouri last year. Weren't they winning that game?
Yeah, I mean, Missouri, they felt like they were in the game the whole time, actually.
Yeah,
Missouri never ran off.
I think it could look like that, honestly. I mean, Memphis will probably be a 10.5-point underdog, 13.5-point, 10.5, 13.5 is a big number, but still. And I think I'll be taking Memphis.
Okay, so when they do that, and then obviously go undefeated the rest of the way, since they're beating Florida State in your dream scenario.
What a job for Ed Scott.
It doesn't matter what's been done in the Mountain West or anywhere else. You're going in as the CFP.
No, I mean, that's the
thing. I mean, you wrote some real Disney stuff.
No, I didn't actually even mention Florida State. That was just a separate conversation.
Oh, thank goodness. I was like, what? I didn't know you wrote the, you know, Yellow Brick Road today.
I just wrote that since Memphis got the NIL money from FedEx, bro, they're getting everybody. They got Elijah Herring, they got Kobe Miner, they got Hill. They're about to get the kid Peyton Joseph.
It feels like KG, anything is possible.
P. Groovy.
It really does.
Wasn't P. Groovy the guy that said that Memphis was going to the ACC? He was. P. Groovy was him.
Oh, you reposted that, I think, and talked about it. Yes, he was the player, the prospect that thought Memphis was.
I hope he's not basing that his decision on that, but yes. P. Groovy. We're trying to get to the ACC. That's why we hired Ed Scott.
I don't mind not correcting him if it helps you land.
Agreed. I ain't going to sit there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not going to correct him on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, no, we're in the AAC.
Yeah, no.
But whatever,
so
P.
No,
Groovy.
The momentum's looking good, buddy.
Yeah, so, listen, I basically wrote that what might not have been possible before at Memphis is possible now. There were some great years in there, some flash-in-the-pan years with Fuente and Norvell, but this feels sustainable. You know, that's the difference. This is something that you could look up in 5 years and it's still going. New stadium renovations, NIL money, college football playoff access. We'll see, right?
I can't wait to see Dom and Riley growing up out there.
That's, you know, now that's fun.
With the new renovation.
Memphis Showboats,
and
not fun.
Simmons Bank being,
that's a good time.
You know, a fun draw.
Right.
Because of all the new features.
And here is the reality.
And watching some good Memphis football.
Yeah, like UCF.
That's a good time.
Was that they went undefeated, right? They declared themselves national champions.
Yes.
They got the invite to the Big 12. They were the brand and outside the Power 5. Cincinnati.
So was Cincy. I was going to say, right. They're the one. They really capitalized.
They did it. They got the power. They broke through, became the first non-Power 5 team to get the playoff.
Oh,
they got the invite.
This picture you paint is a beautiful one, John.
So what you have to do now.
Dreamy. Come on, Ed Scott.
Is you have to be that team. Undisputed. That's what you have to do. You have to, like, it can't be a deal where it's like, well, Boise State or, well, Liberty or, well, why, you know, it's got to be, you got to make it where it is just no argument. That's the thing you got to do. And so, you know, that's what I said. And I do think this. I think the future for Memphis football genuinely looks brighter than it ever has. That is what I think.
I agree with you, and I don't want to rain on your parade. But, you know, the next bad quarterback we have, it could all go in the.
Well, I mean, you could get a. Dude, I mean, they're going to have another, you know.
I guess that's just a way of saying we've been blessed by some really good quarterback play over the last few years.
Like
and
the
I'm
Packers.
Hopeful, and to your point, you're positioned now in a way you haven't been. So it allows you to go get a guy like Antoine Hill that's different from anybody that you've been able to recruit in the past out of high school. It's your highest rated quarterback prospect out of high school ever. And so that's great. And that is, as you say, symbolic of the change. There's no guarantee he's good. And part of the reason, you know, that Memphis has been in this position is some great quarterback play. And really, that's a tip of the cap to Seth Hennigan and Ryan Silverfield and the 4 years now you'll have with him. Brady White before that. And, I mean, my gosh, Riley, your daughter's named after Ferguson. We can go back to Pax. Like, that's been part of it. I'll say that. And we've said it. Maybe, arguably, Ryan's greatest accomplishment, keeping Seth Hennigan. It's put you in position to have the year, you know, for John to write about you the way he's writing about you right now, in terms of what you can win, right? In terms of what you can win this season. So, yeah, hopefully he's going to follow in a long line of good quarterbacks, too, because you've been blessed there in terms of who you've gone out and gotten. And, again, you feel better about your chances if a guy like Antoine Hill doesn't work out.
Yep.
Okay, you can go out in the transfer portal with the resources you have now and pull something in. That's better. And so, yeah, I mean, exciting times.
It is. It's an exciting time over at Memphis. And, you know, I'm sure that's a big reason why Ed Scott was interested in the job, that he sees the potential for what Memphis football and what the University of Memphis athletic department can be.
Next story.
All right, we could talk about the Nets. And we talked about the Mikal Bridges to Knicks move there, that trade between the Nets and the Knicks. And we could talk about the picks that were swapped between Houston and the Nets and how now it looks like Houston is really banking on a Phoenix fall off. If you've seen it, they can now apply some pretty good pressure to Phoenix. And again, in a couple of years now, as opposed to, I mean, they were positioned really to take advantage of Brooklyn and how bad they would be. Brooklyn now has its picks back, everything else. We could discuss that, who got the better of it, all that. Like in a lot of those instances, you're not going to be able to tell for years. We'll set that to the side, although I do like what Houston did here. I kind of like the bet against Phoenix, quite frankly. Maybe one day they've got Kevin Durant. We shall see. The thing I want to talk about, though, because we like to keep it local when we can, see the news on James Wiseman.
I did see that.
And this is not a conversation, believe me, that I'm going to start with, as I, kind of jokingly texted John Martin, bring James Wiseman home. It's really a discussion about how wrong I was, and I feel like most NBA scouts, I mean, were they not high, too, on James Wiseman and what he brought to the table?
Yep.
There's us local yokels and what we see, and we saw a lot of James, obviously, coming up through high school after the move to Nashville, and we thought we were watching a guy that's not just going to be in the league but going to be a stud in the NBA. And, hell, I even think those first few games with Golden State, you had Brian Windhorst coming on here with us saying, did you see James Wiseman go coast to coast? Wow, that looks special. So then even as it starts, we're still thinking this is a can't-miss guy in the NBA. Reports are that Detroit's about to, basically cut him, renounce his rights or whatever, making him an unrestricted free agent. And no, I'm not saying Grizzlies bring him home. I'm saying, man, if we could have been so wrong on James Wiseman, not just us, but obviously the analysts too, then what are we doing here? How many of these guys tonight could be the wrong guy?
Yep.
And I go back to it. Again, we knew him. Hell, I went to McDonald's the day he was named a McDonald's All-American over there on Highland. You weren't there that day. It was me and Leon.
I didn't
know. Bro, the whole city was there except for you. Don't act like it wasn't big.
Were you just getting McDonald's and James happened to be there?
No, dude, I went to the announcement because, I mean, we had a relationship with James Wiseman or whatever else. I can't remember if we'd already had him on or not.
Right.
Whatever else. Went to the McDonald's. Plus, it was in the U of M area. That's my old stomping grounds. Dude, I love McDonald's. Why wouldn't I have gone? My point was, there was no way you could have told me that a few short years later, right, that this guy would be basically unwanted in the league with those skills. What did we miss? Is my question for all of you, all of us, on James Wiseman.
I think
that I'm not even saying here right now, yeah, the right thing for the Grizzlies to do is bring this guy because I still see something. We're not even doing that. Because, I mean, hell, if it'd been there, you think Detroit's not holding on to him, you know, Golden State. It just feels like he's in a position now where you're almost ready to the point. I hope I'm wrong now. But it feels like bust. It feels like that word you don't want to say about the kid.
Yeah, I think it's probably really more about, I think he's not, unfortunately, been in great situations.
A better situation than James Wiseman is thriving in the league like we thought he would.
I don't know now, but I think that's just sort of like when you think about, his –
Did he play too little college basketball? Yes.
Oh, yeah. With
injury
games.
Certainly is part of this.
Yeah.
It sidelined him early in a great – you need reps out there. And Golden State wasn't going to wait on you and everything else. But, yeah, I say that just to say I wonder how much a different situation, changes his trajectory. Does it do it in a way where now he's the guy that we thought he would be? Was there something out there that good for him? Was it just the team that drafted you, got off to a bad start, you add that to the injury, and then you're always destined for failure after that? I mean, Or was it always in James Wiseman? Maybe he didn't play enough college basketball. Maybe he thought, too much of a finished product. Is he in the gym at all?
Right.
There's those questions too. Stuff we ask about Paxton Lynch and his dedication to it. Does that come into play more so than actual team franchise that picked you? Just again, the discussion on him, I just find fascinating just because, and again, it's almost others will just roll their eyes because, hey, you see these stories all the time where guys we thought were going to pan out. This one was Memphis. This is one that even the draft analyst, the Gavonis, I think, thought was not just going to be was a good fit in Golden State, but also a guy that was going to last, be a unicorn in the NBA, right? He was the prototypical center, could do it all. What a story it'll be, man.
Yeah.
If it ends up going the direction it is, because we were wrong. What did we miss?
Right.
Maybe we'll go back and write the books.
I think you kind of laid all of it out. I'm sure it's every little thing plays, you know, a part in it. I think, you know, the one thing you always sort of wondered with James was, like, how much did he really love basketball? I remember, like, he started making, like, the music. He was making, like, remember he had the music?
I don't remember James.
Yeah, James had some. He put out some rap.
Remember him and Bennett Doyle used to wear the same socks, like cartoon socks or something.
Yeah, like,
remember that he used to like foreign languages.
Yeah, Mandarin.
But I didn't remember the music part about it.
He put a rap song out. I mean, I just feel like he had other interests.
Yeah, and Jaren does that. He's still locked in when it needs to be time.
Right. Well, Jaren, you know, Jaren's also
just because you're into music doesn't mean necessarily.
Yeah.
But I feel if you're prioritizing one over the other,
Jaren wasn't putting out rap songs as a rookie. How about that?
Oh, did he put out a rap song as a rookie?
Yes, bro.
What did he possibly rap about? What were the bars about?
I have no idea.
He hadn't killed anything yet. He hadn't killed the league. He hadn't.
Yeah. Like, he had not. He was like, he was just doing other things. And that's like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm not saying that makes you a bad person.
Go back and find that song.
But it just.
Maybe the answers are in it.
It informs, you know, why maybe. And again, I think he had on paper, Golden State seemed like a great situation, but it really wasn't because he was not ready to be the player they needed him to be. When they drafted him at number two, at that time, they needed him to be a pedigree thoroughbred, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Workhorse.
Well, I mean,
he was not going to be that for them in 2020 or 2021. I mean, there was one moment at the beginning of his rookie year, right, for like eight games, where you're like, "Damn, okay," and then he gets hurt, and then he, you know, doesn't come back, and is, you know, it looks good, and it fell out from there. And then, you know, he goes, what, to Detroit?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you? Nobody's going to thrive. And it's the only person that's enjoying.
I mean, Jalen's good.
Right,
you know?
Jalen Duren. And he and
Cade puts up numbers.
Right. I mean, but it's like nobody in that situation is going
to
thrive.
Lose it.
Listen, James has always been a very, very good young man. It's just unfortunate for him. I think that it's a combination of he got probably put in the wrong situation, a situation that was too big for him in that time.
Yeah.
And not to say that he would have been better in Charlotte, you know, because like it would have just been a bunch of young dudes and no veteran leadership. But I even said at the time that the Warriors did James a disservice because they thought that because they had Steph and Clay and Draymond in their core, that they could just add anybody to it, no matter how old or young they are,
yeah.
And they're just going to pick right up. And that's just. No, like he needed coaching. He needed extra development because he didn't get it at Memphis.
No doubt. He's the guy that needed that.
He didn't do a full year here.
I've said we got it wrong on James Wiseman. That's where I'm going to separate things, John. I'm going to say y'all. Y'all, I'm looking at you, buddy. We're ready to secede from the NCAA for this man.
That's true. That's true.
You, Rudd, and Penny.
Tough one.
Y'all were ready to challenge everything that we knew.
That's right.
About our
relationship. We had the NAACP on speed dial. We were ready.
Y'all were going to sue the whole world.
Yeah.
About James Wiseman.
We, Jesse Jackson.
Now, where was I back then? This is why I said y'all. What was I saying?
You were saying don't fight.
Said this is silly.
Yeah.
Said no one player is bigger than the program. Just play ball. Sit him for a few games. Bring him back out.
What was it, 12? I think it was 12, right?
Well, remember, the number kept shifting at first in terms of what we were hearing.
Yeah.
And then what it ended up, but I think it came down, something like that, yeah.
Because I remember I was in Tampa.
Y'all were talking about fight. Y'all end up fighting one secede from the NCAA over a guy that.
Tough. Look, you never know how it's going to turn out, bro. I'm sorry. You never really know. But I was like in that mode. I'm like, you know, F the NCAA, bro. No matter who, I'd do it for Derek Chu.
Yeah, you and Rudd throwing finger signs.
I don't care.
Anyway.
But, yeah, I remember because I booked the trip. At that time, I was still working at the Athletic, and I had booked the Tampa trip to South Florida. That was supposed to be his first game back, you know. And, of course, he leaves the team, like, I don't know, 2 weeks before.
So they had a whole documentary crew around him.
So then it became like.
Remember the one they rushed him down there when he was playing?
Yeah. Was it the harder way?
That was it. And what was the scrub team? I know he played Oregon, but who was
UIC.
The first one was UIC?
Yeah.
There was that. Man, it was crazy.
Now, the first one was New Orleans, I think, or Jackson State. And then there was the UIC was the one. There was no the eligibility concerns did not come out until like game two, right? And then they went down to court, and there was that whole weird thing.
That's what I was trying to remember. What game was that? About the courts got involved.
That was the UIC game when he was told he was ineligible, but he still played. He got the TRO from the judge.
That's the one I'm talking about.
The judge that was like,
felt like a movie.
Go Tigers! Go get them! That's what he told him, man. That judge told him, we ain't gonna take it anymore.
Told y'all.
Yeah, but
it ends up you get a slap on the wrist essentially, but you opened up your front door.
Right.
NCAA came right. I had to come on in. Boy, you had to do a massive overhaul, cleanup job.
That was just that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It was South Carolina State.
Okay.
That was the first one. That Wiseman had 28-11. That's when you were like, oh my. I remember. I was like, oh my God. He's even better than I thought. 28-11? He out there making South Carolina State look silly.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you, he did that for a couple games in the NBA early on.
Right, he did.
Where even Wendy was impressed.
But yeah, man, like that was the only moment where I was like, this is actually going to be beautiful. This is going to be a beautiful thing. Because even Precious had a good game, too. He was 14-8. You're like,
again, this is not to make fun of him or anything else. I just think it's
no, not at all.
And I hope his mom and his sister remember how much attention we used to pay to them.
Yeah, we
have
them all.
I hope they're doing all right, man. I hope they've made smart moves, money wise, and everything else. Because again, you hate to see it. James Wiseman's a great kid.
Yeah,
for the times we were around him, the time he comes in here, he's a wonderful young man. So
yeah.
I hate that the story seems to be where it's at, and that it sort of feels like it's coming to an end in terms of his what he's thought of in terms of his basketball career, but. Yeah, maybe there's still a path to redemption. Maybe there's still a path back with some team somewhere. Or again, you can make good money overseas. Nobody's going to cry for James Wiseman.
Yeah, no, he's still.
It's crazy where we once had him and where he is today with the reports out that Detroit's just ready to move off of and make him an unrestricted free agent.
Right. Yeah. It's just kind of, you look back and you just, man, you blink and 5 years gone. I just remember like. When you think about James Wiseman, like the thing that you sort of just can't separate is just the feeling of like the raw, unadulterated hope that we had.
That's what I said. That moment can't miss.
I don't know that I've ever
been more wrong about somebody that's come through here that you thought was going to be one thing and it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah, and it was more than just Penny was saying we want all the smoke. It was that's what all that was. That was what all that was about. It's about I got James. And y'all don't.
Yeah.
Lottery
ticket.
It's still crazy, even through all the BS, them folks still started 12-1. They beat Tennessee at Tennessee.
Yeah, that was in Lomax's
They popper. Beat Ole Miss. They beat NC State. It fell apart on them. They started 12-1. You look up, they were 17-8. Yeah, I mean it's just kind of nuts how that happened, and then they weren't in the tournament when the COVID hit. They were not projected. They were what 21-10. Could they have made it interesting if they made the final? And would they have been on the bubble? Maybe, but you just kind of felt like they were not in that type of form. You know what I'm saying? That they weren't going to do that. But yeah, it's with that news. It's just you kind of think back like. Not just with James, again, yes, James, because he had every tool you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But you also think about, like, what could have been and what might have been, for Memphis basketball and Penny and the entire thing,
Well, there'll be a James Wiseman in this top 10 tonight.
Oh, yeah. Might be a few.
Might be.
I mean, maybe not as much as – maybe like because Wiseman was – there's. I don't know if people are saying can't miss in this draft necessarily, but it's so dependent on situations and commitment and then that goes both ways, right? Commitment from the franchise, commitment from the player. I don't think James really ever had the commitment from the Warriors. I just don't. And then by the time you fall out there, you get exiled basically to Detroit, and so it's like okay, what now? I don't know. I mean, is there a player that you can think of that's like been out and found a way back in.
That's tough.
A number two pick. Like, Anthony Bennett, you know, he didn't get back in. He just was out. Hashim Thabeet.
Right.
Hashim Thabeet did get some chances, though. He was with the, remember, he was with the Thunder, like, randomly, like, later in his career. James will be on an NBA roster. Somebody will tell themselves.
I would think so. Just because of his age. He's still exactly. So young.
I'm shocked Detroit's not trying to do it. What the hell they got going on? You know? Yeah, he was with Oklahoma City from 2012 to 2014. How about that? That man was with them for multiple years.
Okay.
Did you know that? He was with the Grizz from 09 to 11. Then he was in the G League for a year. Then he was with the Houston Rockets and the Rio Grande Valley Vipers back and forth. And then he did 2 years with the Thunder, and that was it. That was the end. But, yeah, man, hard league. Hard league.
I was trying to, as you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, did Brandon Jennings make it back?
Yeah, he did, for sure.
Does he count in terms of making it back?
Well, because what, he was overseas?
Yeah. But was he back enough? Yes, he was back, but was he back in a way where we're saying he's back? He was the number 10 overall pick, right? And then he ended up, what, coming back? I don't know. Had a hot start, trailed off, then came back. I got too focused on your who had it,
I think so, yeah.
Came back.
But I mean, Brandon Jennings, I don't know.
Maybe Jennings kind of goes into that category, but probably not.
Yeah, I think he was with you know, the Magic, the Knicks, the Wizards. I mean, he wasn't like a solid, you know, big contributor for those teams, but he was around. He wasn't anything since Milwaukee, though. I mean, that is fair. Like, he averaged 19 a game. Like, he was in, and then he was out. James was never really in, you know, other than eight games.
That is part of what makes their stories much different.
Right. Like, can you start out?
Again, James was kind of in.
For 8 games that first season. And then, like, there was never any flashes outside of that. Like, he never got on the court. Steve Kerr would always sort of, like, throw these subliminals at him, like, he never got a chance. And again, I'm sure they're seeing something. There's a reason he didn't get a chance, but yeah. He never got one. He never got, after that first, you know, whatever, however many games it was in that rookie year, because I just remember people talking about him as rookie of the year, that COVID season. They were like, because once they saw him in action, they're like, he could be that. And it just never took off for him again. Again, I just think James' personal development and the Warriors' timelines were just very, very much not aligned, you know, and that's sometimes the way it goes, you know, and you hope you get in a good situation, but that's no guarantee, you know, at all.
11.5 and 5.8 his first year.
Yeah.
39 games.
A real player. I mean, for his age.
And his debut, I remember, because it wasn't until December because of that year, but it was like, it was phenomenal.
Exactly.
Maybe against the Wizards or somebody. It was phenomenal. Anyway, yeah, it's a wild story.
Hard league
is a good point.
All right, Norton Heard the Force is going to join us. Maybe we talk to him about that, get his thoughts on, you know, the league and how damn unforgiving it is. And Thad's found a way to – he's solved it. He solved it, man.
Yeah.
More kids need to do what Thad's doing, you know, because he's latched on, man. Even if he's not playing, even if he's not getting big minutes, he's still on. You know, he's got the secret. He got the antidote. We'll talk to Hurd about all that, get his thoughts on the draft, some prospects, Memphis basketball, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wednesday night is draft night on 92.9 FM ESPN. Who will be the first overall pick? What will the Memphis Grizzlies do with their pick?
The Memphis Grizzlies select.
Then listen Thursday afternoon to the Gabe Kuhn Show and throughout the day for the second round of the NBA draft. Listen to 92.9 FM ESPN for all the excitement of the NBA draft live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis' flagship radio home of the Grizzlies.
Get ready!
because the Gossip Mitsubishi Motors summer sales event is on, and now is the best time to buy. You want 43 mpg highway? We Gossip in 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage, $18,960 or $279 a month. 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport, we Gossip, $27,350 or $399 per month. And your summer adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE, we Gossip, $29,865 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24/7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
Mirage RHF 09083, MSRP 19460, Sport RU 01-10-764, MSRP 28070, Outlander RZO 53896, MSRP 30895, PF 695, acquisition fee 595, 15 cents excess mileage, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid to end of the month with approved credit, dealer stock only.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Dead battery on America's birthday? America's number one battery destination is here to help. AutoZone has free battery testing and charging at every store, and batteries starting at just $79.99. With our 4th of July sale, we have savings to help you red, white, and do any other jobs you've been putting off. It's everything you need to get back on the road at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This summer, click into easier yard cleanup with same-day delivery from the Home Depot. Click into clearing overgrown grass or weeds with effortless gas-like power. And click into the convenience of a battery platform compatible with over 250 tools with the Milwaukee M18 Fuel Trimmer, now for just $199. Click into power with 4th of July savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select and stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for July 4th festivities. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest inventory of fireworks in the Mid-South. There are two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Power candles are only $3.97. Extreme bag assortment, $100 value, just $59.95. Head to Boom City Fireworks. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's also what a lot of us lack in our basement or garage. By switching to a Navien tankless water heater, not only will you have all the hot water you need whenever you need it, but you'll gain storage area as well. Maybe a place to display your space collectibles.
Highly logical.
Learn about Navien's series of high-efficiency tankless water heaters and how they don't just save space, but save dollars on your utility bills too. For more, go to tanklessmadesimple.com.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
With T-Mobile, you can save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, we'll pay off your locked AT&T phone up to $650, and you'll get a new 5G phone for free.
Pay off via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits with qualifying plan and credit plus tax and $35 connection charge. Contact us before canceling to continue bill credits or they stop and required finance agreement balances due. See T-Mobile.com.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station. Unsportsmanlike, Jeff Calkins, Jason and John.
I'm like a huge Jason and John fan. Love the Grizzlies.
Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Jeffrey gets after it.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Gabe is a trip, bro. My guy knows football.
Memphis' sports station.
I mean, it's free to just turn on, so I turn on 92.9 in the shop.
I mean, we love just turning it on and getting the Tigers or Grizz stuff.
I've been listening for over 10 or 12 years. Like, it's my favorite station.
92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio is free, bro.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Gabe Kuhn here. I know if you're anything like me, you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches. And if you head to the liquor store as the weekend approaches, make sure that you don't reach for that national brand you've been reaching for years. But reach for Old Dominic. A spirit from Old Dominic is phenomenal. They have gin, vodka, toddy, whiskey, bourbon. It's the most fresh, most full spirit you can buy in this city. And the distillery is right here on the riverfront, 305 South Front Street. They have events all the time that you can check out at olddominic.com. Old Dominic Distillery. Come say hi.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit. hims.com/joy.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
America's Drive-In, and I've never had a bad experience at Sonic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.